This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Hey, everyone. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
And it is time. Attention, please.
What?
Pull over to the side of the road. You don't want to get...
tell everybody to do
first.
That. What
Let's
are you thinking?
Go. Safety first. You're going to freak out. All right. Look, Alice in Winterland, we've been doing it for years. Mm-hmm. And
it's one of the best events.
It's the greatest.
It's absolutely something I look forward to. And then the pandemic hit. But yeah. We're back.
We are. And we're not just back.
Better than ever.
We're back so big that like I said, you know, safety first. Get somewhere safe.
Honestly, it's safe to say, I think, that this is better than ever. This is the biggest and best Alice in Winterland of all time.
Okay, first of all, I want to tell you that this is happening in December. Surprise. And it's on a Friday night.
Nice.
December 2nd. So we're like in such a hurry for Christmas around here.
I've got to get that in my calendar. Yeah, you say December 2nd.
December 2nd. Friday, December 2nd. And guess where we're having it? We're going to the SAP Center. No. It's big.
You gave the answer before I could start guessing.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Sorry.
Well, it's too late now.
Well, I actually, because you already knew that I thought.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Well, okay. Maybe. Well,
there's that, but huh? By the way, I don't have any info in front of me, though.
Well,
I don't know all the
stuff. It's weird that nobody put the info that we didn't want to leak until 8 o'clock on Vinny's page. That is really weird. Huh. We should probably talk to promotions about that and find out why you... I mean, what was going on with that?
Enough about the injustice. Get to the announcing.
Right. Friday, December 2nd, at the SAP Center, Alice in Winterland is back. Mm-hmm. Now, that's probably all you need to know, right? Because you're like, oh, man, I love Alice in Winterland. I'm going to go to that. It doesn't even matter who's playing. But it does. All right. Alice in Winterland this year is starring John Mayer.
But if you give me just one night...
Come on, Johnny.
If you give me just one night. I'm gonna call him Johnny now, huh?
Sure.
First name.
Johnny Mayer, I call him. Oh, hey, Johnny.
Carry me away. Carry me away.
My God. How did you even pick two songs from him? I mean,
I know.
Talk about an Alice Jane. Essential. I know. John Mayer is amazing. We've seen him. He did an Alice in Winterland for us a few years back. And he was just, I was so enraptured by his ease and his sort of friendliness with the audience. Mm-hmm. Like, he's such a good performer, so relaxed and just, you know, he's so talented.
Captivating.
Yeah, so there you go. John Mayer is starring in the show. Also starring in the show. These guys are amazing. It's One Republic.
But I ain't worried about it right now.
This song has been on repeat at my house.
What's the other song you grabbed?
Oh, this one right here.
I love this song.
Found some faces that I don't know.
One of those bands that you go see, One Republic, where you think, oh yeah, I know some of their songs, and then it turns out you know every single one of their songs, and you're like, oh my God, they're the best band
ever. They're hit
ever.
Machines.
I'm pretty sure he writes songs for a bunch of people,
for everybody,
too.
Yeah.
Tons
He's
of people.
A great writer, yeah.
Isn't he also, isn't Ryan Tedder like a personal friend of Jane's? Is that?
Oh, I'm sure. No, well, Jane knows Ryan's, everybody, yeah, but true, yeah. What I heard, because some friends went and saw them whenever they came through town last, and I have no idea when, they were saying he was live on stage going, here's a song, and then he did it, and they're like, that's a Beyonce song, or
yeah,
he does a song, and then they're like, oh, that's it. He's written tons of hits.
Prolific.
Halo, that's your jam.
He wrote Halo? Mm-hmm. You've got to be kidding
He's
me.
Written...
I'm telling you, I love that song with a white-hot passion of a thousand suns. You know what? Jane, can you please get the word to One Republic that I really need to see them perform Halo? At Winterland? Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so we got John Mayer. We got One Republic. And we got San Francisco
Wait.
State. What?
What? But there's more?
Oh, yeah, there's more. And not only, like, I'm only going to announce three people right now, and there's more being added.
But there's
more to come.
And there's more?
Right. Oh, so this is just to wet your whistle. Like, there. Oh, my God, this is going to be such a great show.
Okay.
San Francisco favorite and longtime friend of this show, despite my over-texting of him.
Oh, okay. That could have been a few people. Go on.
Matt Nathanson.
So come on, get high. Loosen my lips. Faith and desire. The swing of your hips. Just pull me down hard and drown me in love.
Give me another one. Oh, play the one I love.
There it is.
There it is. I love it.
On, on. Everybody close for magazine. Oh, just noise to me.
It's going to be a big night. Really fun. I'm excited. I love hanging with Matt.
Oh, he's, you know, here's something about Matt on stage. What happens between the songs is as much a part of the show as the actual songs. Like, the songs are great, and you're like, oh, God, I love the song. And then in between, he's like a stand-up comedian.
He's really good.
He's just so natural and funny, and he's like, totally interacts with the people in the crowd. He's so great. So, as of right now, and more to come, we got John Mayer, One Republic, Matt Nathanson, the whole Alice staff's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to get to go on stage and introduce some people.
Again, this is December 2nd, and you have yet to tell us, when do we pull our money out and buy the tickets to Alice in Winterland?
Shine up that credit card. This is happening December 2nd at the SAP Center. Tickets go on sale Friday, October 7th. That would be this Friday.
Go!
Yep. Mm. At 10 a.m.
All right.
Expect to hear us talking about this week.
Mm-hmm. And we really do hope to sell this out.
Yeah, we want to sell it out because we want it to see all of you.
We want it to be the biggest Alice in Winterland ever.
Yeah. Well, it already is going to be because it's at the SAP Center. So, but like, let's bring the whole fam. This is a great show for, you know, maybe it's your kids have been stuck in the house for 2+ years and we're all ready to just rock out with our socks on and we're just going to go crazy. It's going to be so fun. Alice in Winterland is back.
Nice. If you missed any of this announcement, we'll repeat it every 2 minutes until it sells out. So don't worry.
Yeah. Do not worry. You didn't miss a thing. It's coming at you right now. Here we go. Alice in Winterland is back Friday, December 2nd, SAP Center. John Mayer, One Republic, Matt Nathanson. Tickets on sale this Friday.
And more. Don't,
and more. And more.
More to come.
And more. This Friday at 10 a.m. So get ready. Oh my God. So exciting.
Very exciting.
Just let it wash over you. Like, we're back. It's back. It's the end. This is the official end of the pandemic. We have decreed with the announcement of Alice in Winterland. So we got to figure out, like, I got to stay down there. I'm going to, let's find the cool hotel to stay at.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Fun. You in?
Well, I don't have to stay. I live right there. I'm happy. This is the first time the show's been near me. I'm stoked.
We're all going to. Let's camp out. Oh, my God. It's going to be so fun. We'll do a dinner first. Oh, I love it. God, we always make such an event out of Alice in Winterland. It's our big Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fun. Ah. Okay. I guess I got to move on, but don't worry. We'll be back to this.
Yep.
Slip it in between every story we do here.
Not
getting any stupid stories. Here we go. Britney Spears, she posted another Instagram rant about her family over the weekend.
Oh, no.
I know. It's crazy. Oh, my God. Hey, and you know what? Shoot, I think I am going to have time. Can you grab me that Kim Kardashian story about the whole crypto nightmare thing?
Yeah, we,
that's going
we do
on?
Have a sponsor as another sponsor as well.
Oh, dear.
Oh, oh, we do?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, we do. Sorry about that, though. In the meantime, okay, grab me that. Shoot it on over. The DeYoung Museum. Oh, I love the DeYoung Museum. I've been there a bunch of times. They do such a great job when they move in like a new display. They have discounted weekday pricing for Ramses the Great and the Gold of the Pharaohs. That's a thing to see. Short pause. At the DeYoung Museum. Plus, you're right there in Golden Gate Park. It's so great. It's the weather is just right for that, too. Walk around. Kinds of stuff around there. I love the DeYoung Museum. Okay, now can I go?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Britney Spears. She is, man, at least in this one post on Instagram, she's not doing that weird, slightly sped up hips back and forth thing. This is just like some kind of saying about, like, I'm alive, hooray, something like that.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it was very nice. And then she's bitching hard about her family the whole time. And part of it is, and by the way, it's so funny, like, she just... It's like she doesn't go back and read what she's written.
Well.
Because it's just so strong wrong.
Maybe she just text talks it and then send.
And then send. Boom. Oh, I'm not perfect, but I'm me.
Oh.
So.
What?
She says, part of it, I'm not going to read you the whole GD thing because it's long. She says, for me, the real problem is that my family to this day honestly have no conscience whatsoever. Just reading verbatim. And really believe in their minds they've done nothing wrong at all. They could at least take responsibility for their actions and actually own up to the fact that they hurt me. For just a genuine apology would help give me closure. And this time it actually did result in an apology. Oh. Her mom was like, oh, all it's going to take is an apology? So Lynn Spears dropped a note in the comments saying, I am so sorry for your pain. She sounds exactly like her. So sorry for your pain. I've been sorry for years. I love you so much and I miss you. Please unblock me so I can speak to you in person.
She said
Did
all
she
that?
Say that?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Brittany, deep down you know how much I love and miss you. I apologize for everything, for anything and everything that's hurt you. No reply yet from Brittany, but maybe they talked.
How does that work if you block somebody? They can still comment on your photo?
Shoot, I don't know. I think she just means block you from your actual phone call, like from your phone number.
Well, maybe, yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, Lynn Spears. She's like, yeah, I love you. I get it. Things went wrong. Things went horribly wrong.
It's Britney, bitch.
What exactly... Never mind.
Go ahead.
No, what exactly is her mom supposed to say? I'm sorry you wanted to go to Hollywood and we took you and you made it and now we should say sorry for that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I really don't. And
well,
I know
feels
her
like
fans.
She was a captive. You know, she feels like these people took her life away from her. And
well, that's.
They did.
The early days of her stardom or after she. The shaved head umbrella incident?
Yeah, after that.
Well, but she let some guy into her life who was drugging her. And he took over all her. He took over all her management.
Right.
She. Handed her career
you
to
can't
some
tell
dude.
Tell her that, though. You know, she feels that all of it was unjust. And she does bitch about how hard they worked her when she was a kid. So there is that, too. I'm sure this was boiling her whole life.
Okay.
On the other hand, she did want to be a star, I assume. You know, she was on the Disney, the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yes.
There was such a huge crop of kids that got
famous
from that
show. Yeah, but I don't know to what extent the parents pushed her into that or they
she's just mad
they
man.
Helped they drove her like it's driving someone to soccer practice. You take them to their tryout, wait it out, and oh my god, you got the part.
They
great.
Were they were stage mommy, you
okay.
know, they were they
I don't know,
and she was paying for everything for that family when she was little, so
that I do think can be there. There is the problem when that becomes the family goes, well, we none of us have to work anymore because
right.
you.
We're all helping you.
That is, I agree that is okay.
So anyway, her mom's apologizing, and who knows? You know, I really feel like she should have a mother figure, but maybe her mom's as bad a nightmare as she says, and really just wants to get back in because she wants more money. Who the hell knows? Here's a funny story.
All right,
it's a good one. By the way, have you heard that Alice in Winterland is back?
Mm.
Alice in Winterland, you guys, it's back. Friday, December 2nd at the SAP Center. John Mayer, One Republic, Matt Nathanson. Tickets on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.
Meet you there.
Yeah, for sure. This probably happens all the time, but... And actually, haven't we heard about, like, bands... I think it was, like, Tom Petty was, like, he had, like, a whole ritual before shows, like the pre-show Duke.
I never heard that.
Well... You hear about it, right? People are like a little bit nervous, and you've sort of been working up to it. Now you're going to, you know, let's take care of business.
Well, you hear guitar guys, they definitely want to warm their fingers up, or a vocal exercises for the singer.
And maybe a Duke. I don't know. So, but usually the audience doesn't get, is not privy to that.
Well, don't we all go to the bathroom before our shower at 3 in the morning?
No. I don't.
Hello?
Please. That's ridiculous. Who can control themselves that way? I go when I need to go. And don't immediately jump into the shower afterward.
What?
That's right. You heard me.
You're walking around with a dirty butt?
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gross.
And some people are at work when it happens to them. No, don't. You don't have to. I barely ever do that.
All right.
Anyway, at a show in Atlanta this past Thursday, Lil Nas X had to poop. And so
before the show.
Uh-huh. He actually said... Do you have the audio ready to go for that? Because he actually, we have to bleep it. He didn't say poop. He said the other word.
Mm-hmm.
And he just announced it to everyone.
Oh, do you want to hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I haven't bleeped it yet.
Okay, never.
Can you work on bleeping that one word? Because it's, you know, I wasn't sure if...
if we would get to it or not.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you wanted that thing bleeped.
It's funny.
At first, I thought it wasn't bleeped.
Listen to what he says. All right, here we go.
Hold on. I have to bleep it.
You know what? I'm just going to read you the quote.
I thought you read it already, didn't you?
Nope. He said, he goes on the PA system. He says, I'm backstage and this is like not a part of the show, but I'm taking a mean poop. So please forgive me. I'll be back in a minute or two. And everyone
he had to go during the show?
It sounds like it sounds like that. But wherever it was, beginning of the show, middle of the show, whatever it was, he was in the middle of the show and he had his wireless mic with him. So he decided, like, you can't hear it. It's not grunting or anything. It's not like it's, you know, fully happening right then.
During the show?
Mm. For anyone who thought it was part of the act, he tweeted after the show, LMAO, people really thought I was joking, but I was literally back there dropping demons in the toilet.
I don't like that.
I really prefer not to know. Just like have a musical interlude, play with the laser lights, you know, do whatever you got to do and let this guy have a couple minutes.
There's a lot of stuff I want to know about. I don't want to know about that.
I know, because I don't want to picture it. I really want to picture you in your cute outfit for the show.
And for
someone
the record,
take his mic when he
what
gets
are you,
stage.
Four? Like, I gotta go this second.
Sometimes you gotta go, Vin.
But sometimes no idea leading up to that maybe
sometimes it comes on and you're like, uh-oh.
All right.
Not all of us can control it, so it happens at 3 a.m., all right? Just so we're clear.
All right.
Do you have to get up and, like, have some coffee first, or?
I do. That's mm-hmm. exactly how it works, yes. I make my coffee. I start my oatmeal. I start reading the news. While I'm drinking the coffee, I'm watching the oatmeal and the clock. And then, yes. But now I'm doing what I just said I don't want him to do, which is describe his bathroom habits. Anyway, yeah, I do it. Then
it's kind of a funny thing to hear it.
After
show,
that's done, I go shower. And then I dress and I leave. That's all.
This just in. Not really. Crypto sucks.
Oh, yeah.
So, as if we all...
You're not doing well with it?
No, are you?
No. Yeah.
Kim Kardashian has...
Hello, late to the party. How you doing?
Right. Oh, my God. So, and I can't leave the party now because all my money's there.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to leave this party and never think about this party again. So, they're saying that the SEC... which is like the Securities Exchange Commission.
Exactly.
They are charging her with an alleged pump and
charging
dump.
Charging who?
Charging Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
With an alleged pump and dump crypto scheme. They're saying she owes them $1.26 million, and this is her apparently promoting with Instagram posts. And then I'm sure she was like, oh, my God, I just happened to lose the paperwork for that, because as you are probably well aware, every time I post about anything on Instagram, it's, and I don't even know if it's $10,000 anymore. It's freaking, it's Kim Kardashian's Instagram.
You'd like, think people would get mad that she's doing ads, and they don't.
No.
I cannot understand how people haven't said, no, the pushback is we like you, but we want your posts to be genuine posts and not commercials.
No, here's my Skims, and here's my lipstick line.
It's weird.
And so on Monday, today, they have charged her, and she has already agreed to settle. She says, I'll pay it. It's, they say, penalties, disgorgement. Delightful. Interest, and she'll be cooperating with the ongoing investigation. So there's that. Seems like it's all settled down, but she owes them some moolah. Hey, you guys, did you know that we got a big show coming up and the tickets go on sale on Friday? It's called Alice in Winterland, and it's back Friday, December 2nd. It's at the SAP Center. This is going to be a huge show. It's John Mayer, One Republic, Matt Nathanson. Tickets on sale this Friday. Ticketmaster, 10 a.m. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Halloween, laundry wars, and more after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We can't wait to see One Republic live.
I've been dreaming about the West Coast.
So good.
It is good.
Be ready to grab your tickets. Alice in Winterland. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Ticketmaster. It stars John Mayer, One Republic, and Matt Nathanson.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Monterey Bay Half Marathon. All it's right. Back. Registration is now open for this fast scenic course along the beautiful Monterey Bay coastline on November 13th, 2022. Go to MontereyBayHalfMarathon.org website to register today. Let's do this.
Let's do it. You should do it.
And say hi to my wife when you're out there. She'll be running it.
Hey!
Hey, Christina.
Hurry up.
That's funny, huh? That's still to this day is all comes out of me going, I can't stand waiting around for these races to end.
I'm going to get a hurry up song sign. And now her whole company is named Hurry Up.
Uh-huh.
Hurry Up.
Yep. Anyway, here's what's happening. So nice day ahead and warming up this week as we cruise through it. So, and it won't be a heat wave. It'll just be, you know, up into the 80s. So it's a good week ahead.
Are we allowed to say Indian summer anymore?
I doubt it.
Probably not, right?
I'm
Indigenous summer?
I don't know. Don't bother.
But I like to, you know, that's like those warm days of autumn. You know, you get those nice warm days.
Oh, I love them. This is the best time of year, right now. Let's do this.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Okay. I'm listening.
I know it's Alice in Winterland announced day, and we've got great bands playing and more to be announced very soon.
Yep.
But the big of...
Oh, it's happening.
Right. The big event for today. Just
no,
today.
No, it's that we're announcing.
All right. The second big event for today, besides our announcement, which we've already made and will repeat many times for a long time, it's the Niner game tonight.
Go, go Niners! Niners!
Yes. Oh, yeah. Niners play tonight.
Go Niners!
5 o'clock versus the Rams.
Rip the knob off!
A big part of the reason we do an announce like this, besides being Niner fans ourselves, is that there's going to be hella traffic later today.
Watch
and it starts
that.
Earlier than you think because the game's at 5, but people want to be there early.
Sure.
Tailgate.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's party going on right here. Mm-hmm.
Right.
A celebration. We got to walk 3 miles to the stadium. Woo!
You haven't been there. You don't know.
Because I've heard you have to walk like 3 miles to get there.
No, you could pay for parking.
How much is it?
Like $50.
Whatever it costs.
Like
an event.
I'm already paying for those tickets. Why wouldn't I throw $50 on top? Well, you're right. Go Niners! Niners!
Yeah. Good job.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. Niners play tonight. Monday Night Football. Let's all be there for that. Go Niners.
Go Niners.
So this is one of those stories that I went through this as a young man. Laundry wars are awful. Laundry, it becomes... Look, for those of you who have always had in-house washer and dryers...
And moms to do your laundry for
you. You don't know this one yet. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you never will. Maybe you went from mom and dad's to a house that had a washer and dryer
maybe.
When you moved out and you went, laundry wars? What are you talking about?
I don't know what that is.
Turns out, if you live with a bunch of dudes or you, or worse, you don't even have laundry in-house and you have to go to the laundromat.
Laundromat.
Laundromat. Just call it laundromat. You don't have to go laundro.
No, I like laundro.
All right, laundromat.
Aren't Let's you the one who said you can't call it laundromat? It's a laundromat.
Yeah. A laundromat.
You're the one who
she is the one.
Fingered me for that
Get
one.
Her.
You guys called it a laundromat, and it's, that's not what it is. But it's not a laundromat either. It's
well, it
kind of
is. It's spelled that way. So
laundromat.
Yeah. Laundro.
You did this to me.
Laundromat.
You. You did it.
Did I?
I'll be down
or
the block
did you do it to
doing
yourself?
My laundro.
At the laundromat. Back to you, Vin.
Why is that funny?
I don't know.
I'm
just
doing
is.
Laundry at the place where they coin-operated... Washing
it's like
and dryers.
A automatic, you know, like a, it's called like a laundromatic.
There's nothing automatic about it. I have to sit there and move the stuff from one to the other, and that's where the wars come in. You go, you know what? Okay, I got 15 on this and 15. I can go grab a bagel.
Mm.
I'm going to run down the street, grab a bagel, and when I get back, why is my stuff sitting on top of the laundromat washing machine? Who would have touched my clothes? The person who wanted that thing.
It was done.
Yeah, well.
You can't leave your laundry unattended. That's the bottom line. And it's your own fault because you needed a damn bagel.
But he was hungry.
It just is. It doesn't matter because people don't know when you're coming back and they need the washing machine. They're also not happy to be at the laundromat.
Mm, doing the laundro.
Yeah. That's funny. I actually like that. I got to go to the laundro.
Well. I mean, why shouldn't, if you're going to call every one of those worldwide a laundromat.
I mean, I don't call it a laundromat. But if I did call it that, then yeah, I'd be doing my laundro.
Well, spelled that way.
And you're the one that called me out for saying it wrong. You, specifically.
Well, because you just
so now I'm getting it right for you.
Time.
Well, because it's a
you're
laundromat.
Not, you're still not getting it right.
It's where laundry happens.
Yeah.
A 27-year-old guy in Cleveland called 911 the other day. Because his sister touched his laundry.
Oh.
Now look, again, that's
at the house.
The preface I started out just wanting to say, look, some of us have been through this.
It's contentious.
You walk away. I've had good friends where you're fighting with them, even in house. You put my stuff in the dryer, but you didn't shake it out. What? Mm. Shake it out.
You gotta shake each piece
out. I don't even shake my own laundry out. Why
you should,
would I
though.
Laundro
it makes
out?
It dry
I
faster.
Don't even shake my own laundro out. Why would I shake yours?
And then it helps it dry because that's what you should do. You should shake it out because it's all wrapped up in the
washing
machine.
Yeah, let me tell you how this goes. Oh you take clumps, as big a clump as you can carry, and you push it in there.
You gotta shake
and
it
then
out.
Another
pull
clump.
Out a piece at a time, and then it's all like loose.
It'll loose when it gets rolled in the dryer.
It doesn't, though. It's just a big blob of wet laundry.
Good job.
Thank you.
You could call everyone out on it. You should at least get it right. Sounds like he was doing his laundry all at once because he was on his third load and his sister was sick of waiting. So she took his clothes out and started her own laundry, which is exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. The person who decides, yes, you can use it and you were first, but I've decided I'm more important and I'll put my stuff in and you'll just have to eat it.
Well, no, but if someone's done, you don't, like, I'll take clothes out that are dry and put them in a laundry basket. And then they're just set to the side. I don't want to fold your clothes, but they've been in there and I'm doing my laundry now.
Laundry.
Sorry.
Anyway, both of them live with their grandmother and it apparently started a big argument. So the brother called 911 to try and get the cops involved. The police did show up, but told him that a laundry dispute wasn't good enough reason to call the police.
So is he in trouble for making the call?
They could have charged him with misusing 911, but they let him off with a warning. Mm. Probably because they've had laundry problems themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a real issue.
Everyone knows about the laundry wars.
But that one of my very best friends on this planet, I helped his laundry into the dryer. I started it for him. He was nowhere to be found. He comes back with, dude, you didn't shake out my laundry.
Right. So now his jeans have all twisted legs on them.
And my response was, dude, I don't shake out my own laundry. I'm not shaking yours out either.
Yeah, I've seen your clothes. I know you don't
do
that.
Yeah, I'm a scrub and so are you.
Mm. Well, he's a well-dressed scrub.
Whatever.
Just give him a snap.
I'm not doing people's
laundry
for them. And
then everything's loose. It's like fluffed
Once
up.
Once again, I didn't do that for my own stuff.
Well, you're right. He should have attended his own laundry.
Yeah, how about that? Anyway, laundry wars. Don't call the cops, apparently, because they don't want no part of that. Unless you pull a gun. And don't pull a gun at the laundromat because, come on.
Yeah. I mean, things already suck enough for everyone there. You're at the laundromat.
Yeah.
I can't even say it
anymore. All the things I could do for the day, and here I am waiting around. And I can't leave to get a bagel because someone's going to decide I've been with that machine too long.
Yeah. My one son that lives in New York.
How's he doing?
Great.
Yeah, right. It's still doing great.
He's doing great.
What job's he working?
He isn't. He's making videos and producing people's
So he's working.
Stuff. Well, he's not. I mean, is he? Sure. Yes, he's working as a producer. So he made this video. Anyway, that's not what the story is about. So he doesn't have laundry in the unit. So he's got to go.
He's in New York City.
He's got to go to the laundromat.
Right.
So he.
Do-do-do.
I don't believe that he does.
I'm going to the laundromat now.
Every time I talk to him, we FaceTime him like once or twice a week. And he also doesn't know how to use FaceTime. Like, he thinks you have to hold it up against your face like this.
No,
like,
he just doesn't want to deal with
you.
Well, sorry.
It's like his nose and like his forehead and stuff.
Stop calling me on that FaceTime thing and then we'll be fine.
He calls us.
He FaceTimes you?
Yeah, he misses us.
And then he doesn't know how to use it?
He doesn't know how to use it.
I don't believe that. That's just like you guys trying to teach.
Look, I've got screenshots.
The youngest guy on the show, when I walk in, you're all gathered around my iPad.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on
in
there?
I'm going to show you the pictures that I was laughing so hard. This is the first, it's probably from a while ago, but it was the first time he had FaceTimed us from there because he was showing us around his apartment where he doesn't have laundry. I just don't believe that I can't picture him going to the laundromat with all his, I got him one of those sacks, you know, that you put all your laundry in. Oh, here it is.
A laundry bag?
Yeah,
most of us use a trash bag or anything available. That's a black screen.
Go forward from there.
Oh.
He's just, like, he holds the thing so close to his face. I was just laughing.
When did he pierce his nose?
I don't know, a while ago, when he got to New York, I guess. I was like, oh, I guess maybe he's trying to show us his, but that's what he does every time. Like, I figured.
That hoop's too big.
It's not that big. It looks huge because it's right
big.
In the camera.
It needs to hug his nostril better.
Yeah, well, you know what? Why don't you FaceTime him?
He may want to trim some of that
tell me about
eyebrow
it.
Hair right like, out down the middle,
looking
too.
Looking at this super close, like I can see into each pore. Oh, my God. It's just so funny.
Well, at least Can of Bliss doesn't appear to be all baked in the photo, right?
I mean, it is a close-up on his eyes, so...
He's getting plenty of sleep.
That's my favorite one.
Oh,
right there.
Yeah.
He just has no idea how it all works.
Who put that picture up?
Oh, the one of the, like, weird...
The blob.
Rabbit. It's like a rabbit.
Oh, that's a rabbit?
I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
You say.
Anyway, I just don't believe he's doing laundry. And I go, so I'm like, every time we FaceTime, I'm like, have you washed your sheets? And he goes, oh, yeah, I do that. I'm like, you don't do it.
He doesn't do it.
Lying liar who lies. I'm like, oh, how often do you go to the laundromat? You know, I when I need to. Like, you've never been. You don't even know. I'm like, where is it? So it's up around the, it's like around the corner.
Oh, so he's just walking around in filthy clothes all day.
That is what I believe. That's his mother. I'm like, there's no way he's doing his laundry.
I have to jump forward to another story now. When it comes to variation in office attire, there's Vanna White, who has a new outfit every day for the entire time she's been a letter turner on Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, that makes sense because she's on TV and there are people who will provide that to her.
A new outfit every day.
Does she get to keep them?
No.
Oh, that's
too bad. At the other end is men.
Yeah.
A new poll asked 1,000 male workers how often they repeat what they wear to work, and over half say they have about 5 different looks, and they often rewear the same rotation every week. About 1 in 5 admit they wear the same shirt at least 3 times in the same week.
Oh.
I used to date a girl who would talk about the blue shirts in downtown San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what are you talking about? She's all the salespeople, tech workers, everybody. For men, it's either a white button down or a blue button down.
Mm-hmm.
And they wear the same one.
I know the exact color you're talking
office
about.
Office-wide, yeah. Everywhere. So if you go to a bar for a drink with one of your girlfriends after hours, it's blue shirts from
wall to wall.
Wall to wall, right. Blue shirts. So she would joke about that. Like me and my girlfriends would, you know, giggle like
the tribe.
Look around.
So easy to be a dude,
it's
though.
All men in all blue shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's, you know, a girl. Oh, look at all the
adorable. Oh, they're all wearing the same blue shirt.
Anyway. And now you are finding out from this story that often they're not washed.
But men stink.
Well, here's the thing. I think what a lot of guys do, we can check the sales offices downstairs if we need to, but okay. I'm going to guess they wear a t-shirt underneath it to catch any, you know, filth and muck coming out of their armpits.
The filth and muck.
And then they put the shirt over it, and then they feel like at the end of that day, that shirt's not ruined. Mm-hmm. And who wants to do the drop-off, not at the laundromat, but at the
dry cleaner.
Right.
Also, if it gets a little wrinkled, you know, you can take a damp washcloth and put it in the dryer with your shirt and then snap it out and hang it, and it looks almost
and so there
fresh.
You go.
No.
Guys, grown men are also repeating wearing the same clothes.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
It's good for the environment. You should do that.
It is
as long as you don't stink, what's the problem?
Right. The only problem is if you do stink. Or if you had like a stain you didn't know about and then you're friends at the office are like, he's had that same mustard stain on his sleeve for 3 days.
Well, sorry about it. Come to my house and do my laundromat for me.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Maybe Yahright is naked and he doesn't want you to see his chaunch.
Hmm. You know, I doubt it, but maybe. I mean, he is walking around the
Christmas tree.
Yep.
If you shake out your laundry, you have less wrinkles, especially in pant legs or bottom hem of shorts and nice shirts. Don't bother with PJs.
Or socks.
Lounge wear that you don't wear out of the house. No, I understand. And I will shake out a little bit of my laundry. But at the time, the argument me and my good friend had, I was completely blindsided by his anger.
Right.
Wait a minute. I moved your stuff into the dryer for you.
I did you a solid.
And you're bitching about it?
Mm-hmm. Well, you did it wrong.
Yeah, well, guess
what? Shouldn't have done it at all. Throw it on the floor. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, how about that? Crazy. The police here don't even show up for a legit call. I don't know about that. That's not... I don't know.
Well, where was that thing with the laundromat war?
Oh, I deleted it. Shucks. I'll have to go and find out. Vinny, it's Launderette in the UK. Great.
Oh, Launderette?
Let's get more confused.
Launderette.
I've got to take my things to the Launderette. Of course it's Launderette, right? Yeah, of course it is. Laundromat.
408 says, mind blown, shaking out Laundro. I'm going to start doing that today.
Yeah, shake it out. But like the person said, just do, you know, the jeans need it, pants need it. You don't have to do your underpants. Like, who cares? He's going to ball those up and throw them in your drawer anyway, right? Is anyone out there folding laundry? Folding underpants?
Underpants.
510, I go once a day and I shower once a day, but thank you.
What?
Vinny takes a shower every time he goes number two? Yeah, once.
Yeah, some people go multiple times, though. They can't.
Once
they can't
a day.
Shower every
There's
time.
A water shortage, Vin. Yeah, I'm aware.
Luckily, he's got no hair. Takes us a really quick shower.
Vincent, you are very judgy this morning. Says 5-1-0.
Vincent, thank you for texting in, Sandy. Judgy.
Toy drive at Winterland?
Oh, probably.
We don't know yet. We haven't gotten that far.
We haven't. But what we have got is that it's happening on December 2nd, which is a Friday night at the SAP Center. It's John Mayer, One Republic, and Matt Nathanson, our dear friend. That's, you know, I'm actually looking forward to Matt. Matt will probably come on the show and promote it with us.
Which band is Village going to introduce at the show?
Oh, probably One Republic.
Oh, yeah, that seems like a good spot for Village.
I should see if he wants to come out. That's great.
Ryan Tedder wrote Vinny's favorite Bleeding Love.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote Bleeding Love?
And Adele's Rumor Has It.
Rumor has it. That actually sounds like a Ryan Tedder song, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. I was thinking that new song sounds kind of like the, is it Foster the People? Is that the one?
The Rumor Has It. That's the one. So I heard he was at doing a show and he was, and at the show he was at, he was saying, hey, you know, I wrote this for this person, and then he sang it. And he was saying that within a minute of meeting Adele, she'd come in kind of grinding on this rumor thing. And he went, that's our song.
Oh.
And they wrote it right there.
Oh. So they co-wrote it. How exciting.
Like, but right,
yeah,
like
right.
She walks in and she was, bitch, I think
there's
she was
rumors
like.
Rumors about me all the time.
And he goes, that's
it. I don't even like it.
There's our song. And he just wrote it.
A rumor has it. Oh, that's it. That's the line right there.
Well, that's, I
rumor
mean,
has
you
it.
Gotta be a special, you gotta have a special skill to
spark.
Just be able to go, there's the seed.
Right.
I got a seed. I'm ready to go. Let's do this.
Rumor has it, anymore.
You know, I've written some songs in my life, Sarah.
Oh,
you know.
I know. I'm well aware, Vincent.
Although I seem to have gone dry.
I was gonna say, you should write some new ones.
Well.
Or not. You know, rest on your laurels, I always say.
Well, I mean, I don't have any shows to do, so.
That's true.
She is a stranger. You and I have history, but don't you remember? Sure, she's got
that sounds like a totally different song.
Yeah. He's on a live during quarantine. He's like, what do you guys want to know? He starts talking. He starts performing the song.
So you got your head and got your head.
Man.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, that's great. Oh, they're just sitting around having a ball. God, that's my scene right there.
You're
oh.
wearing shorts?
He's just chilling, man. That's so
that's
dope.
That's so good.
All right.
Damn.
I'm out of time.
All right. Coming up, I'm sure we're going to talk more about Alice in Winterland.
Oh,
wow. Alice in 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.